In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. When we go to feed the homeless, I get open the window or get out of the car halfway, and I tell the people out loud, Jesus Christ is Lord of this place. Yes. Is he Lord of your heart? Oh, Jesus, be Lord of my heart. Not only of the place where we feed the broken, but be Lord of my heart. Do you know that he is the Lord? Is he the Lord of your heart? Do you love him? Thank you, God. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I have no one else but Jesus. Oh, I have lots of people, and they've been so good to me. But ultimately, when the door is closed in my bedroom, the only thing I have is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We're looking at John 2, verse 23. When he, the Lord, was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name because they saw the signs that he was doing. Oh, yes. What signs was he doing? Healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, casting out demons. Jesus, on his part, would not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to testify about anyone, for he himself knew what was in everyone. Do you know that Jesus knows what's in you and he knows what's in me? Do you know that today? That Jesus knows what's in you, and he wants to love you. He wants to love you. If it's bad, he wants to love it out of you by going confession. Oh, yes, Jesus wants to do these things, but we've got to give him permission. We've got to give him permission. He will not do anything unless we want it to be done. Oh, yes. I'm afraid to ask Jesus to be Lord of my life. Well, what are you afraid of? The scripture says, be not afraid. 365 times a year. Be not afraid. Don't be afraid. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Be not afraid. I have plans for you. I know I have the plans for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Oh, yes, I have plans for you. Do you know that the plans of Jesus are greater than your plans? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Little did I know that I would be on the radio for 36 years. Little did I know that God's plan opened up and gave me the grace to speak the word of God. He had great plans for me, and he still does. He's not finished with me yet, and he's not finished with you yet either. He has plans for you. He knows what is in you. Someone said, I've cursed in his name. Well, that could be forgiven if you go to confession. You can go to confession and pour it out and tell the Lord, I've sinned. I've cursed your name. Oh, yes, Jesus, 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 forgive. You see, forgiveness is of the Lord. On the cross, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you know what? He did. He forgave us. Chapter 3 of John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He was a Pharisee. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher. We'll go back for a second. He came to Jesus by night. He didn't want anyone to see him. I call him Tricky Nicky. Oh, yes, he came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Tricky Nicky knew. He knew that no one could do the signs that Jesus did unless the presence of God was in his heart. Jesus answered Nicodemus, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can he enter into a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. That's baptism. Water and the Spirit. I was born again at baptism. Oh, yes. You said, but you couldn't save Jesus. No, it's grace. But you know what? As an adult, I needed to come to second conversion. People call that being born again. Born again is water in the Spirit. But you know what? I don't care what you call it, but I call it second conversion, becoming a new creation in Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, I needed that when I was growing older, that Jesus would become my source, my Lord, my Savior, my everything. But you see, what about you? Do you need Jesus? Do you need Jesus wants no part of me, you're thinking. Oh, no, that's a lie. That's a lie from hell. Jesus wants a wonderful life for you in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear, the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is that everyone is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? These are basic things. These are basic things. You're a teacher of Israel, and you don't understand basic things? How can you understand heavenly things if you can't even understand earthly things? Truly, truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How can you say you believe and I tell you about heavenly things. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, the will of God is that heaven would seep through. Heaven would seep through in the power of the Holy Spirit. No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And it also says, who is in heaven. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Where? On the cross. We hear Jesus saying, my hour has not yet come. But with the Greeks coming to him, he says, my hour has come. He's going to be crucified. Oh, yes. Whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Do you believe in the Son of Man? Do you believe in the Son of God? You have eternal life if you've given your life over to Jesus. I don't mean, I believe. That's not believing. Believing with the heart, believing with the mind, believing that Jesus is the Son of God and the Son of Man. Do you believe? What's the difference between Jesus and Buddha? Well, we just heard that on radio. Jesus is alive. Buddha is dead. Jesus changes lives. Oh, yes. I have come to know that there are two things that prove the resurrection of Jesus. First, an empty tomb. Second, changing people's lives. Oh, yes. I'm not the same that I was when I was 20. I have a new life. I have a heavenly life that God has given me. And I also have an earthly life. I want to use on the earth all that God has given me as a gift. I don't want to keep it to myself. I love that song. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. You ought to have been there when he saved my soul. That Sunday morning when they put my name on the roll. Started jumping, started dancing, started clapping, started singing what the Lord has done for you. What has the Lord done for you? What has he done for you? If you're in Christ Jesus, he's done barrels for you. He's done much for you if you're in Christ Jesus. To believe in the Son of Man is to have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in the Son may not perish, but have eternal life. Again, do you believe in the Son? Do you believe in the Word of God made flesh? Do you believe that the Son is the Son of God? Jesus is his name. If you believe that with your heart, you have eternal life. Oh, yes. And you can pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we need. The church needs heaven more than it needs anything else. The presence of God is heaven. Oh, yes. I have a woman calling me, and she's had an experience in her room with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? I knew it was real, but she said, there was a mist in the room. That's the glory. That's the glory. That's the glory. This woman is in her 80s, and she's loved the Lord for years, but God has started to do something new in her life. He comes to her and speaks to her, or at least shows himself to her. I asked her, the next time you experience Jesus, would you say this? What do you want me to do? So she asked him, what do you want me to do? There was silence. The Lord did not want her to do anything at that point. At that point. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Hallelujah. Jesus was not sent into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Oh yes, how the world needs Jesus. How people need Jesus. Do you know what our greatest hunger is? Our greatest hunger is for love, and God is love. Our greatest hunger is for God. You say, well, I don't understand that. I'm not very religious. Well, you know what? I'm not religious either. I'm faithful by the grace of the living God. You can be religious and not know God. The Pharisees were religious, but they didn't have faith in Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People that are religious don't need to know Jesus personally. They've never been born of the Spirit. Oh, yes. Those who believe in him are not condemned. Believing in the Son of God means you are not condemned. But those who do not believe are condemned already. Oh God, that the gospel would go out, that people would believe and not be condemned. If you are a believer, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. If you believe in the Son of God and have given your life to Jesus, my Lord, you've got everything. You've got everything. And he wants to grow in that relationship with you. He wants to grow in that relationship with you. And those who do not believe are condemned already for not believing in the Son of God, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. You say, I'm a son of God, or I'm a daughter of God by adoption. God only has one natural son, and he became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he was brought forth in Bethlehem, and he grew up and died on a cross out of love for you and me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world. Who's the light? Jesus. He's the light. But people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. I want nothing to do with darkness. Only when I go to sleep, I don't want it to be light. But still, the light lives in me. The light lives in you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How we need to know that we are adopted children of God. How are we adopted? through baptism and through faith. Through faith. And God wants you to have second conversion. Yes. Evangelicals call it born again. I call it second conversion. I call it being a new person in Christ. That's what God has in store for you. And he wants to build on it. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light. Have you ever picked up a big stone in a field? Underneath that stone are bugs that start crawling everywhere because the light has come upon them. But they were on that, underneath that stone, and then the light comes upon them and they scatter. How much we need the light of Christ. How much we need the light of Christ. The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world. All men must be born again to see the kingdom of God. The power and the Spirit say, new life in Christ Jesus. The light of Christ has come into the world. The light of Christ has come into the world. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come into the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Verse 22, chapter 3. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Jordan or Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. Jesus did not do the baptism. We'll find out that the disciples did. John was also baptizing at Aon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and the Jew. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified to, here he is baptizing. And is baptizing, and all are going to him. John answered, no one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses, and said, I am not the Messiah, John said, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Jesus. The bride is the church. Do you know you're part of the bride? Do you know when we come into communion, when we eat his body and drink his blood, we come into communion, the two are made one? Do you know that today? What a mystery that is. What a great mystery that is. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, and I must decrease. Do you know that today? He, Jesus, must increase, and I must decrease. I tell you, if we only knew that scripture and lived it, we'd get to heaven. He, Jesus, must increase and I must decrease. That's real. That's real. That's real. I don't want to increase. I want to be a servant. That's all I want to be, is a servant. And all that God has given me is a gift. Nothing belongs to me. It's all been given as a gift. Oh, yes. This radio ministry is a gift of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to invite you to a crusade that's going to be heard on WROL and WEZE. It's going to be the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of October. And at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can find it by WROL Radio. Look it up, and you'll find what it says. WROL Radio, and you'll find what it says, that there is going to be a crusade. Who will be glorified? Jesus will be glorified in the crusade. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.